Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
Gathered to worship God, we are all right where we belong. Called to this celebration of worship by God's Spirit, we approach God with joy in our hearts. Nourished by the love of Jesus, God's Son, we gladly feast at this banquet of grace.
Next is the hymn, When Morning Gilds the Sky. Next is the hymn, Humble Thyself.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Let's try it again. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up.
The Old Testament reading is from Psalm 81, verses 1 and 10 through 16, and I am reading from the New American Standard. Sing for joy to God, our strength. Shout joyfully to the God of Jacob. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me. So I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart, to walk in their own devices. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would pretend obedience to him, and their time of punishment would be forever. But I would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. This is the word of the Lord.
Next is recorded music, God Almighty.
We turn to the New Testament, looking to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 8, and 15 and 16. Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured too. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the sexual immorality and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who speak the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. Through Jesus, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of the lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good
and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. This, my friends, is the word of the Lord. So, love in action. If you could win an Olympic medal, would you prefer to win silver or bronze? Now, notice there, I didn't put gold in there, but that's another item I'll come up with. Would you prefer to win silver or bronze? For those who've looked carefully at those who win Olympic medals, it's amazing what happens. For silver or bronze, you think the answer is obvious. Well, silver is higher than bronze, and so wouldn't we prefer that one? But those who've studied, psychologists have discovered something surprising. The happiest medal winners are the bronze medalists. They are so happy to simply be on the podium. I beat the rest. I wasn't the best, I was the second best, but I'm just happy to be here. They were the most happy of all. And yes, the silver winner always felt the sting of not quite being quick enough, better enough than the first place winner, the gold winner. Ken Crockett, in his book, I Was Once Blind, But Now I Squint, a 2004 book, he sums it up this way. What happens to you isn't as important as how you perceive what has happened to you. And frankly, that's the wisdom we find in Hebrews chapter 13. For in that chapter, it gives us a formula for winning in life. Three simple steps. Keep loving. Keep living. Keep trusting. So with keep loving, keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality even to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Love is more than a sentiment. It's an action. It's hospitality. It's compassion. It's care. It's seeing people not as problems, but as brothers and sisters, if not our neighbors. I think of Jack, the businessman who treated CEOs and convenience store clerks with equal dignity. He mentored young people, volunteered with the homeless. He never spoke a harsh word, and that when Jack died, the church that held the service for him, it overflowed because how he had touched so many lives. Jack kept on loving. Our Bible points to Abraham, who welcomed three strangers into his tents, only to discover that these three strangers were God's messengers. They came to announce that Sarah would be bearing a child a year from then. His kindness to those three strangers was a blessing. And it's love in action. And it has a way of multiplying like that. We love others, and they pass that love on to others as well. So keep loving. But secondly, keep living. The writer of Hebrews adds, marriage should be honored by all. And as well, keep your lives free from the love of money. In other words, live with integrity. The society we live in, it often excuses the shortcuts that are taken. A mother once defended her son's cheating at school. Well, everyone does it. And if he doesn't cheat, he'll never get into a good college. Could you trust the surgeon who cheated his way through medical school? Or maybe the contractor who cut corners on the bridge you drive across? No, thank you. God's commandments to us aren't arbitrary rules, applying to some and not to others. They keep us grounded. They keep us trustworthy, fully human. A winning life is one lived with integrity. So keep loving, keep living, and also keep trusting. Hebrews says, be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. The book written by Willem Dafoe, Robinson Crusoe. He tells a story of a man shipwrecked for 28 years. Alone, despairing, he opened a battered Bible and read these words, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Crusoe realized, alone on that island, that even in isolation, he was not abandoned. Faith is our parachute. Without it, life feels like a free fall. And with it, we can face hardship, loss, even fear, because God will not let us go. So there's this formula for life at its best. Keep on loving friends, neighbors, strangers, even enemies. Keep on living with integrity, in step with God's commands. And keep on trusting. For Christ is the same today, tomorrow, as well as yesterday, forever. That's love in action, my friends. And in Olympic terms, that's gold in God's eyes.
Next is the hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
Thank you. from this place to serve God and your neighbor in all that you do. And may the blessings and peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit keep you this day, yes, and always. Amen.